The following podcast is a production of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
For everyone, building things together, and again, that's another reason that it was very important in the development of the of this program. Fundamental also was a perception of a need to prepare professionals in the new global reality where we don't have yet the institutions and mechanisms that will ensure order with justice. And when this program started, there were very few international legal studies programs in the United States and in the world. And then opening up opportunities for people to develop expertise that would allow them to contribute creatively in the shaping of order with justice when they pursue their careers, it was another important, reason for this program. And I would say that was also the result of a collective we. My colleague, Robert Goldman, who must be here, was a tremendous source of inspiration and a motor of the program. Tom Burgenthal, who is a judge in the International Court of Justice now, and this idea was then to seize on this need and to put together this program. There are other things as well that I think apply for everyone. People were very doubtful that it was possible to create an international legal studies program at American University. You know, outside the United States, people know Harvard and Yale University, and they say, well, Georgetown in some cases because of their connections with the Catholic Church. And then, so people thought it's not possible to develop a new international program that will be successful. But the vision that supported this program included some components that resulted in a decision to pursue it. For example, the idea that international law and the program will not be in the first period, but it will be in the core of what we did here. The role of international law, not just as an ad hoc discipline, but as a continuum that will inspire also domestic legislation. That's interesting, you know, I'm being... and the excellent technology that will interconnect us since the beginning. You know, multitasking has developed in something exciting here, so this is to test your ability to do that. Well, then there were people doubtful also in the institution. I will tell you something. I don't think that the program was ever approved by the faculty. You know, you don't need to read The Structure of Scientific Revolutions of Kuhn to know that every change, including scientific changes, meets tremendous resistance. People work with certain basic ideas and paradigms, and when you attempt to do something different, they feel sometimes personally questioned. So there is something to learn about taking risks, creating space for entrepreneurial activity. And we thought at that time and continue to think that the is essential to take risk and to push for creative development. So, you probably know that it took almost 1,800 years to double human knowledge since the Common Era up until 1785. And now knowledge is going to be doubled every 75 days in the year 2020. So in that environment, traditional ways of governance, the stress centralization, bureaucracy, and so forth, they cannot simply provide the services that are required for the development of an entrepreneurial activity. And again, participation, establishing general principles of actions are essential. But providing the space to do things is essential to be successful for an environment that has changed dramatically and is creating serious challenges for the governance of universities. In the past, university will do research, store the research in libraries, teach people, and so forth. Now, how many are doing research? How many are training? the nature of the classroom experience is dramatically being also challenged. So unless we recognize the things and seize the future and shape it also through the governance of what we do is essential. So again, the program was possible because of a very flexible approach a set of circumstances that included acknowledging the need for tremendous creativity. Well, let me finish my remarks saying that the most important asset of these programs are you, the graduates and the students in the program. And that's not a simply rhetoric device to keep you interested in your alma mater. First of all, you have an interest in the program as well, direct interest in the program, to the extent that the program is a sort of pride that is a validation of your choice. And this program is one of the top in the nation, in the United States, and in the world. Well ahead of, when we look, the daring action of 25 years ago, and at that, the idea that this program will be perceived as in a reputation higher than traditional universities like Stanford and Duke and Virginia, and I can go on and on. I mean, only the wildest imagination could have assumed that. And the fact that that has happened is very important for all of you, because it shows that the investment of time, money, that your choices were the right choices. So, but you have an interest in keeping this program as a thriving enterprise that continues to provide excellent education and at the same time is recognized in, as being excellent. For that, we need you. We need you as a source of ideas, as a source of internships, as a source of material support. All these things are important. We were talking with those of you who are liaisons in countries, and some of you represent the law school and the university in fairs. That makes a difference. Some of you get internships for the program. That makes a difference. I mean, imagine having an international network as we do that allow us to tell prospective applicants, and then attracting quality applicants like you is essential, that they can get an externship in any country of the world where we have an alumna, and that he or she will take the responsibility to provide for an opportunity that has educational meaning. I mean, these are tremendous competitive advantages. Then alerting us as to issues. I mean, you know the nature of knowledge changes constantly, and you need also to be linked with the university, getting study materials of different topics that appear and so forth. And then we have organized in different countries, for example, week institutes, where we send 6, 7, 8 professors, 4 professors, and they do an equivalent of continuous legal education in partnership with the local university or a chamber of trade or a non-governmental organization. Well, so there are many ways in which you can be linked with the program, and all those ways are important. And again, the law school, the university, we're not a political party with the purpose of, all of you have your careers, your partners, your families, and time is a serious issue. But there is something valuable in this endeavor, because the program has not been just a collection of courses, and perhaps that explains its success. It has been defined as the embodiment of a collective vision based on the need for international education, not as a one-way street, but learning from each other, and stressing creativity, humanity, and expertise in things that are required in the world. And that is a continuous exercise where we need all of you. Well, I look forward to have the opportunity to talk with each of you personally. I want to thank you for your presence here, and also thank Professor Danny Bradlow and his team. Professor Bradlow has brought this program to new heights that even some of us who have wild imaginations didn't think that they were possible. So as I finish my introductory remarks, I want to ask a recognition for him and the team of the International Legal Studies Project.
Thank you, Dean Grossman. It's now my great pleasure to call on the Interim Provost of the American University, Dean Ivory Broder, to officially open the celebration.
Thank you very much, Professor Bradlow. I want to add my welcome to the many alumni and friends of the law school who are here today, who've traveled across the world and across the United States to celebrate this vibrant 25th anniversary celebration. Dean Grossman and his colleagues are consummate hosts, and I know you'll enjoy lots of stimulating discussion and great company and plenty of good food, as he's already described. One of the benefits of being the university provost is that I'm often invited to law school events, and I always come away enriched from those occasions. You've already heard recounted and know firsthand the reason to honor this important quarter century milestone. The Washington College of Law's International Legal Studies program is one of the finest in the world. Its alumni, its faculty, and students have a profound effect as leaders and as specialists engaged in legal work that truly makes a difference in the world. What more could one ask for? Well, we can ask for more, and we're committed to asking more, because the challenges of the world and its possibilities call to us. Indeed, this conference, with its challenging agenda of topics, reflects that call. The law school, the International Legal Studies Program, and American University, and I'm certain everyone here as well, are all dedicated to a vision of a more just, open, peaceful, and educated world. Of course, this is no small order, but our community is made up of great minds committed to breaking down barriers and to building bridges one at a time. Partnerships are very important in the legal industry, as any associate who is coming up for partnership can tell you. But there are other types of partnerships that are important to the law school and to American University. Partnerships are key to barrier breaking and bridge building, and thus to international education. I know that you all know that the law school was founded by two women, Ellen Spencer Mussey and Emma Gillette, who formed a partnership around a vision of equality. Due to that partnership, more than a century later, we're celebrating this quarter century anniversary of this exceptional program, which is rich in similar partnerships that grow daily. The deep and abundant partnerships include not only unique alliances with other international universities, but they also include relationships with different disciplines within American University. For example, last year, as was mentioned, we established the first joint MBA-LLM program in the country. And we're always looking for new ways to link our programs formally or informally. The personal relationships among hundreds of colleagues, alumni, and students who partner together in international legal work across continents are the most important of all. We hope to establish many more of these relationships between our visitors and members of the entire AUA community from across the institution at this very conference. And I wouldn't be surprised if by late tomorrow afternoon, you're already making plans to host some visitors from AU when you return home. We're here today because of these partnerships, and we're looking ahead to many more. The law school continually explores opportunities for new institutional relationships that can diversify and enhance its international legal education. It regularly hosts magnetic conferences like this one, bringing together experts from across the world whose global horizons can be broadened even on Massachusetts Avenue here in Washington, D.C. So I'd like to personally thank all of you, all the friends and alumni of the Washington College of Law and the International Legal Studies Program, who are critical resources for us, for our faculty and our programs. It's these kinds of partnerships that helps international legal education thrive and has the best hope for breaking down barriers and building bridges. Thank you, Dean Grossman and Professor Bradlow, and everyone here for your vitally important work, which exemplifies the ideals of American University as a whole and the value of our partnerships. And I wish you the best of luck in the next 2 days and in all of your work ahead. Thank you, and I guess if I had a gavel, I would officially declare the conference open. Thanks.
Thank you, Provost Broder. We have a few minutes left before the first panel begins, and because this is meant to be a gathering of friends and a family of the International Legal Studies program, we thought it would be a wonderful idea if we could just go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves, say where you come from and what year that you graduated from, just so everybody could have a sense of who's in the room and where people come from. And Suena, I think...
Everyone hears me? Okay. I'm Suena Francisco, and I'm a current student, and I'm from Curaçao, but I studied in the Netherlands, and I'll just pass it around.
My name is Hutsul Marta. I'm also from Curaçao. I graduated in 1983.
Good morning. My name is Mia Sotis Flores. I would like to apply this fall in the EU.
I am Alejandra Segura. I am from Argentina, live in the Washington, D.C. area, and I graduated in 1989.
Shahan Desara, 2001, from Australia.
Which country? Australia. Hi, my name is Hadi Purnama, from Indonesia. I was class 2004.
I'm Carol Vidal-Nake. I'm from France, and I graduated also in 2004.
I am Selimatu Diallo. I'm from Guinea and France, and I graduated in 2004.
I'm Brian McPherson. I graduated in 1976 at a time when there were all of maybe three or four international law courses here.
I'm Maria Elliott, Caracas, Venezuela, and I live in the area 1997.
I'm Vasil Kankishvili from Georgia. I graduated in 2004.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Hein from Germany, and I was in the class 2004.
My name is Tong Liu. I came from China. I graduated from 2004.
Professor Bill Berenson. I never graduated. I'm still working towards my degree here. Thank you. I've been here since 1984. My first class had only 13 students. I've had classes with over 100 students. And I've enjoyed all of them immensely. And I congratulate all of you for coming back to your alma mater. As the dean said, this is really a fantastic program. We've seen it grow. We've seen you grow. And there's nothing that gives me more pride than seeing the professional development of my students. I'm very proud of all of you. You've done a great job, and welcome back.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Leonardo Cripa. I'm from Argentina, and I'm a current LLM student. I'm also Mr. Berenson's student.
I'm Sib Ruig from Amsterdam, the Netherlands, current LLM student.
Hello, Zlatko Milikic from Serbia. I graduated in 2005.
Hello, I'm Tanya Golden. I was a Humphrey Fellow in 2004 and also an LLM graduate in 2005.
We're South African. Hi, I'm Andrew Lang. I'm from Australia. I never actually have been at the American University. I'm currently teaching at the London School of Economics in London.
And I'll speak on one of the panels tomorrow.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Blake Chen Yuwang. And I'm a graduate from 2002 with the LLM program and 2006 in SJD program. I just think it's very worth and exciting to fly like 20 hours from Taiwan here and see all friends and then professors and also Professor Berenson. He's my the first class when I in WCL is Berenson's class. Thank you, Professor. Thanks.
I'm Sabine Schlemmer-Schulte. I'm from Germany. I graduated in 1993, and I've been teaching as adjunct while I was with the World Bank, and I'm very happy to be back, but now I'm teaching full-time on the West Coast.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lee, Lawrence Lee from Taiwan. I'm graduate in 1996. I'm pleased to have this opportunity to come back to the alma mater, especially to see the dean and my professor, Dennis Bradlaugh, who is the first professor I meet at the WCL program. Thank you for all of you.
My name is William E. Yuan Su from Taiwan. I got my ALM in 2005, and I'm currently SJD student. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brian Shipp. I'm actually just a current JD student. I just wanted to expand my curriculum a bit today.
Cecile Meyer from the Netherlands, and I graduated in 1993.
Hi, Dirk Schrammeyer from Germany, and I graduated in 2001.
Maria Fernanda Perez Soria, I graduated in the year 2000, originally from Argentina, but I live in Austria.
Patricia Alonso from Spain, I graduated in 2001.
Patrick Donnelly from Canada, and I was here in 2000.
Alejandro Ponce, 1994.
Ecuador. Richard Adam from Germany, graduated in 1994.
Rokus Pronk, graduated in 1995 from the Netherlands.
Hi, I'm Susana Castiglione, I graduated in 1997.
Olga Ruda, originally from Ukraine, now living in Washington, D.C. area, class of 2003.
Susanna Simonian, Armenia, graduated in 2001.
Balakrishnan Rajagopala, graduated in 1991. I teach at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Klaus Decker, Germany. I'm here as a guest. I work for the World Bank.
Hi, my name is Lyle Vanderskaff, and I graduated from the JD program here at American University in 88. And I want to add to Claudio's comments that I actually chose American University because of the LLM program and the international courses that it offered. So your program doesn't just advance the careers of LLM graduates. It also is a great benefit to the JD students who attend. And I also keep in much better touch with my colleagues who are in the LLM program now than I do with my JD co-students, so it's a great program.
Myself, Arvind Sharma. I'm from India. I did my LLM in 2006, and now I'm doing the LLM in law and government. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Asani Asawasopon from Thailand. I graduated 2001.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm here to present my mom from Canada.
Hello, I'm Rosetta Dera from the University of Scranton. I'm a guest of Justine Rukeba.
Hello, my name is Justine from Rwanda, class 2004, currently stationed in Afghanistan.
Hi, my name is Terege Bode Gungu from Togo, but I live here in Washington, D.C. I'm from class 2006.
Hi, my name is Sean Degli from Togo, based in France. I'm current student.
Hello, I'm Eugenia Beck from Argentina. I graduated in 1993. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mariana Canelon. I'm from Venezuela, and I just graduated last year.
Good morning. My name is Carla Conde-Freudenhoff. I'm from Dominican Republic. I finished in 1992, and I'm moving to Germany now. I'm on my way to Germany.
Morning. I'm Emilio Cantú from Mexico, and I graduated in 1999.
I'll pronounce my last name slowly because it's kind of long.
Marco Lazo de la Vega from Bolivia, LLM 1999.
Hi everyone, my name is Carlos Molina. I'm from El Salvador and I graduated in 1999.
Juan Carlos Blanco from Uruguay and I graduated also in 1999.
Thank you. I'm Helga Konrad from Austria. I'm one of the panel speakers on trafficking and health.
Ida Valquist-Ortiz, a guest and prospective JD student, Ecuadorian-American from Cambridge, Massachusetts, MIT.
Hi, my name is Patricia Sanson. I'm a current student. I'm from Brazil.
Hello, Emilio Viano, proud to represent Italy, LLM Law and Government.
Hi, my name is Yujia Wang. I come from China, graduated last year.
Hi, my name is Edie Steng. I graduated in 2004. I'm also from China.
Hi, my name is Philippa Moore. I helped organize it, and I'm the alumni coordinator here at WCL.
Hi, I'm Perry Shreen, and I work in the ILSP office.
Hi, I'm Karen Reddy, and I work in the ILSP office.
Hello, my name is Adriana Vito. I am from Brazil, and I'm the Assistant Director for International Career Programs. I'm the one who bothers you with emails all the time. It's very nice to see you all here. Welcome.
Hi, Ricardo Ramirez, Mexico, 1994.
Hi, I'm Kathy Schenker. I'm the Associate Director of the ILSP.
Good morning, Rosie Edmond, Assistant Director of Admissions.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. My name is Claire Shulin. I work with the Humphrey Fellows and the International Visitors, and I'm very glad to see you all here.
Ayman Youssef, LLM 1998. I'm originally from Sudan. I'm coming from Saudi Arabia.
Hello, everyone. I'm Samhar Okbazian, and I'm from Eritrea, class of 2006.
Good morning. My name is Iveta Pike, and I'm Polish, living in the U.S., and I graduated the same year that Samhar did, so last year. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Joaquin Reyes. I'm from Uruguay, class 1999. I'm very happy to be back here.
Hi, my name is Jorge Ferrero. I'm from Venezuela, class of 1999.
I'm Kelly Rain, a current JD student.
Masahumi Ono from Japan, 2001.
I am Jiun Cha from Korea. I graduated in 2001. And as far as I remember, I'm still under the SJD program. yes, yet to finish it.
Hello, my name is Farouk Assas. I'm from Ethiopia, class 2006.
Hello, I'm Ala El Chimi from Egypt, graduated 2004.
Hi, my name is Rita Akena. I'm from Tanzania. I graduated in 2004.
Hello, my name is Carola Canelo. I'm from Chile, and I graduated in 2000.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alvaro Oriana. I'm Carola's partner.
Hello, good morning. My name is Yun Dong Chen from China. I'm now a Fulbright scholar at AU.
Well, welcome everyone. I think we are about ready to begin the first panel. So if I can invite the members of the first panel to come down, we'll begin in about 2 or 3 minutes.